I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iranian officials say that all 66 people on board one of its domestic airliners were killed after it crashed into the Zagros Mountains. A spokesman says the dead are 60 passengers, including a child, and the flight had left Tehran Sunday morning for a city. A flight of about 560 kilometers, the Iranian Red Crescent said it deployed teams to the area, but the weather was reported to be bad and helicopters could not land near the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline, and accidents have increased in recent years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called Iran the world's greatest threat and said that Israel would act against Tehran.
Holding a piece of what Netanyahu said was an Iranian drone after its incursion into Israeli airspace, he told the Munich Security Conference, "Israel will not allow the regime to put a noose of terror around our neck." In his first address at the annual Munich Security Conference, Netanyahu urged his audience to counter Iran immediately, displaying a map showing what he said was Iran's growing presence in the Middle East. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif called Netanyahu's presentation a cartoonish circus. Steve Miller, VOA News.
212 undocumented immigrants have been arrested in Southern California over the past week. That's according to the U.S. federal government. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says that they were arrested in 122 businesses during a five-day sweep. In a statement issued Friday, ICE Deputy Director Thomas Homan said because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in the secure confines of a jail, their officers are forced to conduct at-large arrests in the community. This is VOA News. More demonstrations from students responding to a deadly shooting rampage that occurred last week in Florida. Emma Gonzalez is a survivor of the mass shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who spoke at a Florida gun control rally Saturday. This is 3 days after an armed former student killed 17 of her classmates and teachers. Other students joined her.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
Gonzalez spoke bluntly to her audience, hundreds of people who gathered at the Fort Lauderdale Federal Courthouse, about 45 kilometers from the suburb where the shooting took place. And Moscow has dismissed U.S. charges against several Russian citizens and companies for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence. Henry Ridgewell has that story from Munich.
Moscow's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov did not directly mention the U.S. indictments in his speech.
You know, I have no reaction at all because one can publish whatever one wants. We see how accusations, statements, allegations multiply. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the United States has learned how to fight back.
The United States will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to advance campaigns of disinformation, subversion, and espionage.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News at the Munich Security Conference, Germany.
Israel has responded with airstrikes against six Palestinian targets after an improvised explosive device blew up near the Israeli-Gaza border, injuring four Israeli soldiers, two of them seriously. One of the targets includes what the military said was a weapons manufacturing site in an underground tunnel being built in the direction of Israel. Two Palestinians were injured in those raids. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion on Israel's southern frontier with a territory controlled by the Islamist group Hamas. Rescuers discovered nine more bodies Sunday beneath the ruins of an Indian hotel, bringing the known death toll from an explosion which tore through a wedding party to 18, according to officials. A gas cylinder exploded late Friday at the hotel in the city and the western state, reducing the venue to ruins and sparking a huge fire there. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
Welcome to Encounter on the Voice of